When the College of St. Joseph closed in Rutland last year, there was talk of turning the campus into a business incubator and professional training center. That deal fell through. Now, as VPR's Nina Keck reports, there are several new plans for the 118-acre campus that could serve a number of badly needed niches in the community.
The Red Brick Athletic Center at the College of St. Joseph's is on the left as you drive in. Inside the front lobby, there are tables and chairs where people can sit, grab a coffee, and talk. After the college closed last year, Rutland City began leasing this space and turned it into a community center. It had to close in March because of the coronavirus, but things are beginning to ramp back up. Kim Peters is superintendent of Rutland City's Recreation Department, which manages it.
So this is our gym, college gym, so we can fit 1,000 fans in here. So during last year, the Rutland High School boys and girls varsity team used this gym because their gym had damage on the floor. So we hosted all the games last year.
There are two full-size courts, and Peter says men's and women's basketball leagues were using them a lot before the pandemic hit.
So the other nice thing about this is we also have pickleball in here during the day, and our walkers. So you walk around the perimeter and you go 12 times, that's a mile.
Many local seniors used to walk at the Diamond Run Mall, but when it closed last fall, Peter says this gym provided a safe and economical alternative. There's a workout room, yoga and meeting spaces, racquetball courts and four locker rooms, not to mention ball fields out back and 20 acres of wooded trails. To use the facility, the city charges a monthly membership of $10.
You know, $10 a month, I mean, that's a kicking deal right there. Can't beat that.
19-year-old Lucas Pensack and his younger brother Ben were lifting weights in the workout room. They became members last month. Back in February, before COVID-19 struck, Kim Peters says they had 400 paying members, enough to convince city officials the athletic complex was worth purchasing. Voters will have the final say on whether they want to approve the $1.45 million bond necessary. Dave Wallstrom plans to vote yes. He frequently walks his dogs on the campus and was sad to see the college close.
But the fact that there's a really nice gymnasium and recreation facility here already built, I think is an excellent opportunity for the city. And we've kind of been working on getting something like this since I moved here almost 20 years ago.
But each time, voters have balked at the cost. In 2011, city residents said no to a $4 million bond for a new gymnasium. And in 2005, a plan for an even costlier athletic facility involving several towns fizzled. Rutland Mayor Dave Allaire has urged voters to approve the bond, calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And he said it would mesh well with what another developer plans for the rest of the St. Joseph's campus.
We're just in the earliest stages of design, and it'll be about 175 apartments for seniors in their 80s, 90s, and 100s.
Stuart Mills manages Heartland Communities of America, a Florida-based company that's in the process of purchasing the rest of the college campus, 98 acres.
We develop, own, operate, and manage faith-sponsored senior care communities.
Communities that offer independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Mills estimates they'll spend about $50 million on construction. Most will be new, but he says they plan to incorporate one dormitory building and part of St. Joseph's Hall, which includes the college library.
Certainly there's construction jobs that are numerous on a project of this size and scale. But the more important part is the long-term job creation. We'll probably employ 80 to 90 full-time people from the area.
And this is just phase one, he says, believing there will be demand for more. Donald Ruther is CEO of Community Health of Rutland, a federally qualified health provider that serves about 80% of the county's primary care needs. Ruther says 40% of Rutland County residents are age 65 and older. And he says there's a significant shortage of geriatric medicine in the area. Community Health of Rutland, he says, is well into negotiations with Heartland Communities to lease space on the St. Joseph's campus. Ruther says moving some of their administrative services there would free up space in their clinics. He says he and Mills have also discussed the creation of a new primary care and memory clinic at the site.
With the demographics in Rutland, our aging populations, to be able to have a memory clinic in Rutland that can serve the patients is a really exciting prospect.
Heartland Communities has not yet begun the Act 250 process, but Stuart Mills says if all goes as planned, they hope to break ground next spring and open in the summer of 2022. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.